America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Pistol formation, motion man Mooney, Robinson in the backfield. The throw from Cousins, it's caught at the 40, moving upfield, Hodge, he could go! 10-5, touchdown! That is a winner for the Atlanta Falcons! 45 yards, and it's over!
Walk off last night on Westwood One, final hour of the week, fist pump time on the Fan Cam, Twitch, and YouTube. Sean Treif, RJ Choppy, Cowboys insider Bobby Belt. We got Pepe, the KNC masterpiece, is going to be in Keller today with tickets. Cowboy tickets to hook you up with.
I'll be there too.
Yeah.
I want wings really bad, so I'm going to go by and get wings right after we get off the air.
So Buffalo Wild Wings in Keller, G-Bag, Flagtober, Southern Leisures, Patio and Spa. Brian Broaddus will be doing the Cold Plunge. And then tomorrow, college football, 11 a.m., Cowboys Steelers on this radio station Sunday. In case you missed it, we are 2-2 with our picks this morning. Choppy and Bobby are picking the Cowboys. Peyton and myself are picking the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Peyton, what was the score you had?
I had 24-17 Pittsburgh.
Well, we all did the under.
And Tony Dungy thinks it's going to be high scoring.
Yeah, he's sitting there talking about it like it's like, oh yeah, it's going to be arena ball out there while it's raining between the Steelers and the Cowboys.
Right.
Which seems odd. That makes me wonder.
He must have seen some trick plays at Steelers practice. He was like, whoa, oh, I went to Steelers practice. And I was like, wow, okay. RJ Choppy says Vegas is attempting to bait you on the home of the Cowboys. Let's find out how with the football degenerate.
All right, we had a really good week last week.
And we needed it. We needed it. But last week, you probably, if you follow the bets, probably tripled your money.
Whoa.
Last week. So that was very, very good. So let's go with this week. I've got five each. I have 10 games for you this week.
Damn.
All right. And I do believe Vegas is tempting to bait Cowboy fans. I will do that in a moment. Let's start with a little college football. My favorite team, not the Tennessee Volunteers. They're my favorite. They're my love. They're my true love. But my favorite non-Tennessee team is the UNLV Running Rebels.
Oh, gosh.
And Haj Malik Johnson is a tremendous, tremendous fill-in for the Mr. NIL, Matthew Sluka. And he gone. And Haj is here. And Haj is better. And it is a 6.5-point spread. They're favored by 6.5 over Syracuse at games tonight. Get it in, boys and girls. Get it in. I'm all in the service academies, too. Okay, last week.
Respect our country.
I do. Last week, Army rolled Temple. Temple's terrible. Army can't be stopped. Navy can't be stopped. Army -12.5 at Tulsa. take Army. Navy, -9.5 against Air Force, take Navy. So we are rolling with both service academies. I can't believe I'm saying this. This might be the best offenses the service academies have had since Blanchard and Davis and Roger Staubach. That's how good the offenses are. Clemson, -14 at Florida State. Florida State stinks on ice. They're just that bad. And I am taking Cal plus the 10.5 against Miami.
Isn't Florida State's quarterback coming back?
What, DJU?
DJ, yeah, he's out for the rest of the season, so now he's trying to determine if he's going to take a medical red shirt and give us a sixth year of just awful, underwhelming, terrible football.
Well, we might have an eighth year. Cam Rising at Utah, he's eligible for an eighth year. And he's hurt. He's been hurt for a lot this
season. DJ's like if a less talented Tebow wasn't throwing to all the drug addicts at Florida.
I like Cal plus the 10.5. I think Miami wins, but historically, when teams from the East Coast go to the West, go to the Pac-12 and play, they generally do not perform very well. It's that whole circadian sleep rhythm, Sean. It's just the way it is. I don't know why, but Miami, that's the longest. This is going to be the longest road trip Miami's played in decades.
So you want to parlay all those spreads?
Sure.
Okay. All right. $10 gets you $250 if you clean up
that's
your job. Over on Bovada.
It seems low. That seems low. NFL. Washington, -3.5 against Cleveland. I don't know why it's so low. That's too low for me. I don't think the books have caught up with Washington just yet. I love Buffalo -1 at Houston. Houston's played bad this year. They have not played well. Even their record is fine. It's very good. It's like 3-1. It's very good. But they have not played great. I think Buffalo. San Fran -7.5 against Arizona. Arizona's tough. They're a competitive team, but the game's at San Fran, and San Fran's getting a little bit healthier. I like Seattle -6.5 against the Giants. This is another game where you got a team traveling out west. So, give me the Seattle -6.5 against the Giants. And they are trying to bait you. They are trying to bait you with the Cowboys spread. Because there's an old phrase in sports gambling, Sean and Bobby and Peyton. It is, life is too short to bet the under. Well, you know who I call overbetters? Losers. That's what I call them, because they lose.
Goodness.
They lose at about a 70% clip. But people love to bet the over. So what do? They jack the overs up. That's why unders win. Casinos were built on people who bet the over. This is a classic under game here. Dak plays league average to below league average against cover two and cover three. And that's what Pittsburgh plays about 70% of the time. So there kind of is a lower output in scoring there. Pittsburgh plays cover one about 30% of the time. Dak does really well against it, but Pittsburgh doesn't play great when they do play cover one. So they probably won't play a lot of that against Dak and the Cowboys. So this is an under 44.
At RJ Choppy with the degenerate selections, he will send them out on social media. Bobby, empty the notebook.
Yeah, this is some good stuff over from NFL Pro, which is the new like leveled up version of NFL Game Rewind and stuff like that, where they give you all these different analytics and insights and stuff like that. So if you go over to the Cowboys and Steelers game, they've got a bunch of different notes heading into this game that I think are really interesting and stuff that I wouldn't have anticipated. First off, Dak has thrown short of the first down marker on over half of his dropbacks, 51.4%. And that's the first time since 2018 that he's done that. And each of the previous five seasons, his average throw on third down specifically was at least 2 air yards past the sticks. Because obviously third down, you're trying to get a first down. This season on third down, he's throwing it about a yard short of the sticks on average. Why? Why in the world are you averaging not getting to the sticks on third down of all that? That's absolutely bizarre to me.
Yeah.
And I can't figure out what that is.
We asked McCarthy about the younger offensive line.
Which he did kind of acknowledge. Like, he said, it's a blend. But, I mean, he definitely, I think it's becoming clear. There's some concern there just about, like, we're asking two young guys to do a lot as a blindside protector and a guy making checks at the line of scrimmage. This one was really, I had not even considered this as an issue. Cowboys offense, average formation width. So the two players furthest from each other, the receiver on one end, the receiver on the other, just how wide is your formation? On average, their formation width is 27.5 yards a season. So you're like, okay, what does that mean? Widest in the NFL by far, apparently.
Spread the field, baby.
In fact, the nine teams with the tightest average formations are all Shanahan coaching tree teams.
Oh, never mind.
All of them. And they averaged 22 yards or less on their width. So we're talking about Dallas being spread out 5 yards more. So typically one of the things that you think you can achieve when you spread the formation out like that is that you're going to be able to do some different things vertically and attack seams and do different things. They're not pushing the ball downfield.
Yeah.
So I don't know really at all why the Cowboys would be running such wide formations. Tighter formations, you can run out of those, obviously. You can do a bunch of different things in terms of if you've got bunch formations, you can kind of spread everybody from that. And you can work with a lot more of the field when you do that. So a little bit of an interesting note there. We mentioned earlier that Dak's being blitzed at the lowest rate of his career. And so it's like, well, you haven't needed to, maybe. Not so much. And this is, again, it makes me wonder what pressure is defined as. Dak is being pressured at the lowest rate of his entire career this year. It's about 15% of his dropbacks, which is even lower than 2016 when he stepped in for Romo.
With the ball being thrown shorter.
Yeah.
Doesn't make any sense.
Wow. Why? What are the concepts? What are they trying to achieve? What are those sorts of things? When the Cowboys lost Micah Parsons and DeMarcus Lawrence, they lost half of their pressures on defense this year. Micah and Tank combined are responsible for about 50% of the total pressures that the Cowboys have. So losing them is something where that's an issue. Now, are you going to get that pressure from Mozzie Smith? Probably not. Mozzie Smith has yet to generate a pressure this season on 50 pass rushers, making him one of only two defensive tackles in the NFL not to record a pressure on at least 50 pass rushes this season. The other's Kyle Pico from the Lions. There have only been 18 defensive tackles among 634 that haven't generated a pressure at all through four weeks since 2018. So you're talking about Mozzie is getting historically low pass rush rates, but that's never been his issue. That's never been the thing that he really brings to the table. Nick Herbig, who is in all likelihood questionable for the Steelers this week, he's got 9 pressures and 2 sacks on just 45 pass rushes this year, so that's a 20% pressure rate, and that is the highest by any Steelers player this year. That's one of the higher rates in the league for anybody who has 15 minimum pass rushes. And this one's pretty rough. The Cowboys defense has allowed opposing rushers to gain more yards than expected on 41% of rushes this season.
Ugh.
That is the second highest rate in the NFL. The Cowboys have also allowed the fourth most rushing yards after contact in the league. So you're talking about a team that they make contact, guys bounce off, and then burst on for more yardage, which makes sense because Dallas is, on film, one of the worst tackling teams in all of football.
Nick Eatman will join us at 9:20 to preview Sunday night. Did you say that his Arkansas team was going to take out Choppy?
That was more being sarcastic, but I am picking them to cover the spread. I don't think Tennessee is going to be able to cover a 14-point spread or whatever it is.
Well, speaking of the spread,
number one offense and number one defense. By the way, we were 11-1 in the degenerate last week.
It's very good.
That's very good.
So your one loss screwed up a parlay for somebody. Good job.
It did. It actually did, yeah.
I'm flying out Rams. In a few hours after the show to go to Nashville.
Woo.
I'm going to see my godson play for Vanderbilt University against the number one team in the country. Guess the spread for Vandy and Bama.
I think I saw it. Was it 20.5?
22.5.
22.5.
Now, is Joe Fortenbaugh good?
The Vandy quarterback?
ESPN bet guy or some college guy. John Fortenbaugh, Joe Fortenbaugh. Is it Joe Pepe?
Yeah, it's Joe.
Hey, he says Vandy's going to cover the spread. So that game I'm going to tomorrow.
All right.
And tonight.
Do you have any inside information about the game plan or anything else that would tell us if you think that's reasonable that they'll cover the spread?
I have inside info. I don't think it's going to have any impact on the game or the spread. Not yet. But I want to see what you think of my Nashville tour and my plans. Okay. As tonight I'm going to be celebrating Christmas. Yes.
What do you mean?
Celebrating Christmas at the Grand Ole Opry.
All right.
With Little Big Town.
Oh, baby.
My wife looked, so this is, they're filming the NBC Christmas special tonight. And my wife saw Little Big Town and possibly some surprises. Now, Little Big Town, I've heard of them, but what are their songs?
I'm a tornado looking for a man to break. That's the only one that I know from them. Just
okay.
I knew a girl who used to play that on repeat.
I think it's Girl Crush. That's the only one I would know.
So I'm hoping for surprises. I didn't really want to go when she first suggested. I said, no, I'd rather walk the streets. I'd rather go up and down in Broadway. Nashville. And then I'm like, all right, she's been slaving at home. She's, you know, got all this responsibility. Let's let her have some fun. Let's do what she wants. So I got these tickets for tonight. And then I figured tomorrow, between the tailgating and then after the game, we would do the Broadway thing.
What time's the game?
3:15.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's perfect.
I mean, going to the Opry, though, that is cool. Like, that's, I mean, that's one of the... Like, if you want to talk about music venues and what they are, that's so unique.
It's so
amazing. Have any of you been?
I've been to Nashville. I didn't go to the... I've toured the Opry. I didn't go see a concert there.
Well, since my dad used to jock middays at WSM in Nashville, he used to MC the events at the Opry on the weekends when we were growing up. So I went to the Opry a bunch in like the mid-90s.
And cool place?
Yeah. No, it's very cool.
I mean, yeah.
Is this Little Big Town? Turn it up, please. This is their original song?
This is Girl Crush.
Oh, it is a great song.
Yeah.
But Christmas, I hope I'm not... I probably got too nice of tickets. I'll rip off. But I'm like, I hope I don't have to stand up down here. Especially if the NBC cameras are, you know, she'll be like, I want to get on TV.
You're going to be dancing.
He's going to be on... He's going to be one of these ones when they're doing like a pan of the audience. It's like, number one. Just like,
get a man on your shoulders. You do all that.
So we'll see what happens with Hot Chicken and Whole Hog and everything else with Vanderbilt. And I want to see what the Bama fans, how they represent on the road.
Yeah, because I don't know. Like, Vandy is a completely different. It's not like you're not getting the full SEC game environment at Vandy. It's the smallest stadium. It doesn't hold. Most SEC stadiums are like 85, 90, 100,000, 110,000. This is like 45,000.
But Nashville's badass. You will love Nashville as a city.
Great. Yeah, you'll like Nashville a lot.
Let's preview Sunday night in Pittsburgh. We're 2-2 in picking the game. Nick Eatman breaks the tie from DallasCowboys.com right after this. Let's preview Cowboys Steelers.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling. Come on, move! You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Sunday night, are you going to be going out with Wolchuk?
That's allegedly the plan. We're supposed to be going out. I think he's got some of his buddies with him, though, so I don't know. Maybe he'll big time me.
Have your phone ready. You can make some custom vids together.
Zach has friends that are going to Pittsburgh?
I think that's what he's doing. It's like a friend trip that he takes or something, similar to like the one Sandler does with college.
Now, how does Eatman participate in these things when you guys go out?
Oh, I've not gone out with Nick, but Nick is always like hanging out in the like the lounge area or whatever. We'll like hang out and watch college games together. We did that in Cleveland.
Nick Eatman, DallasCowboys.com, brought to you by the Windstar World Casino and Resort. Proud to be the casino of the Dallas Cowboys. Please game responsibly. Jerry Jones live with a KMC masterpiece today at 10:30. Good morning, Nick. How are you?
Good morning. And you know why I'm hanging out there. I mean, he failed to mention that one part. There.
Free.
Free, yeah.
The drinks are free at the bar?
Well, it's not really a bar. It's just more of a suite type thing. But, yeah, and you know, they got the games on.
Oh.
It's different than it used to be. You know, it used to just be you walk in and it's like, all right, what game is on? But now, you know, everyone's signing into their YouTube TV account and splitting the screen. You know, it's fun.
Well, if it's free, nice. There has to be 80% of the available media in that room taking advantage, right? Are they out sightseeing?
No, a lot of people go out sightseeing.
If they are staying there, if they're staying at that hotel, then yeah, it can get kind of full at times.
Nick, what's going on with the latest additions to the injury report? Diggs and Zeke were added?
Yeah, Zeke, I don't know. I mean, it's dehydration. I think that to me just says, all right, you're not finding us, you know? I mean, like that's what it feels like. Like back in the day, you would just, you know, you would just put your guy would take a break for a second, but now you have to report everything. Yeah, I mean, Ryan Flannoy was on there as well. A little bit more snaps, maybe hotter, you know, than it has been lately down there, or whatever. And you need a break. Now the Diggs part with an ankle, you know, that one could be a little bit more interesting because. Obviously, of what you don't have on the other side with Deron Bland not back, and you're losing so many players, you're losing your pass rush. You got to have your lockdown corner if there is such a thing in this league. I think Diggs is close to it, and he's got to be he's got to be ready to go. And so that one's going to be one to monitor for sure.
What's your pick for the game?
Man, I've been going back and forth, but I just feel like I'm going with the Cowboys, and I don't know why. I think it's mainly because I just feel like Pittsburgh's not as good as I what I wrote was I'm not buying what they're selling, and it comes down to the quarterback for me. I think the Cowboys have a better quarterback, obviously, and I think it's going to be one of those tough, grinded out games. Pittsburgh's just not that impressive to me. I just feel like every time you think it's going to be one way, there's no way they win without Micah and Tank and Cooks and all this. And I think against Pittsburgh, they figure out a way. Another opponent that has a lot more firepower, I would be like, no, I don't know if they could keep up. But this game on Sunday Night Football, weather's going to be a factor. I just think the Cowboys win a very weird, unique game.
Nick, you know, I know Monday you were talking about you think we're likely going to see them try to take advantage a little more of the vertical passing game in the next couple weeks. Any of that change for you knowing that Diggs Cooks is going to be out of this game?
Yeah. I love when that happens, guys. I love when I hang up the phone, you know, and then like 5 seconds later, it's like, oh, you know, Cooks is not playing. I'm like, thanks, guys. What an insider I'm providing to these guys. I don't think it changes anything. I think it's still what you have to do. Tolbert, you can run. Turpin can run. Jalen Brooks, same. You know, get down the field. Maybe not, you know, the same as those other guys. But I think Tolbert is the guy. We've seen it. You know, we've seen him get down the field. They just have to connect. I think it's a play that the Cowboys need to kind of, you know, try to utilize even more. I think it'll help Ferguson. It'll help CD and maybe the running game as well. The Lord knows it needs help too. So I just think it's something that has to be looked at more this week. And knowing that Micah Fitzpatrick's back there, really good player at safety and you know, somebody that can maybe take advantage if you're not on point.
Obviously, CD and Ferg will be number one and two.
and leave the running backs out, will the other receivers combine for 10 targets?
Kyle, I don't know about that. That seems a little high, 10 targets, if you're not talking running backs. I mean, because you could, you know, Tolbert gets 4, you know, Brooks gets 3, and Turpin gets 1 or 2. I mean, that so I would say, and then that seems kind of healthy for them.
Yeah.
So I would say 10 would be high for that number. And I don't know if you need an exact number there. It just, it's got to, they've got to make plays. They've got to be somebody that factors in that you're somewhat concerned about. Even if it's not a lot of target, you got to make the most of it when it's there. So, you know, I think it'll be around there. I mean, that's a good number, 10.
Talking with Nick Eatman from DallasCowboys.com. Nick, when you look at the snap count and the workload and everything that's decreasing week by week, are we getting to a point where it's like, why is Zeke here?
Yeah, I mean, I get the question. And yeah, because if he didn't have 8,885 career yards, because he needs 15 for 9,000. So if you didn't have that many yards, and he wasn't Zeke and all that, you would say, all right, this veteran running back who's not playing special teams, who's not getting a lot of carries, and doesn't have the juice he used to have, you wouldn't keep him around. And so I get it. I mean, it's a fair question. I feel like, you know, in a game like this, I could see him actually being utilized a little bit more, especially if it's raining a lot. I mean, he's had those games where he's been able to be tough, hang on to the ball, kind of grind it out. I know this isn't what he used to be, but, you know, it was one carry last week, but it was a very, very pivotal play in the game, you know, where they needed to run out the clock. He got 7 yards. That led them to getting a first down and basically, you know, chewing up most of the clock. He's it's not what he used to be. I totally get it. It's a fair question, but I think for now, I mean, he's going to be here. He has a role until they decide to do something with Dalvin Cook. Then I think it'll get interesting then. But for now, you know, I guess the role is, I was going to say it's working. It's not working, but you know, they seem to think that it is.
So their justification is, look, our running backs have not gotten enough opportunity because of some of the game scores, and that is why. Now, look, I want to say it again. I don't believe Dalvin Cook is going to come in here and be some magic answer.
I just
want to figure out why Dalvin Cook can't play. Have you found out that reason?
I have not. Sean, I don't know that answer. I've asked the question. I've asked several people. It kind of sounds like, depending on who you ask, that they kind of put it – some put it on him. You know, like, remember, there's training camp is here for a reason. This is how long they go to camp to ramp up their play for the season. And this is pretty much the training camp for Cook. I mean, this is when he got here, and it's been, 3-4 weeks now. He's in training camp mode as a veteran running back who needed it and didn't do anything in the offseason. So that's kind of what I've heard. Mentally, I think he's ready and knows the plays. Also, it's not just running the ball and which, you know, pitch left and load right. It's where's this blitz coming from, and can you protect our quarterback? We put you out there. So those are the things I think that they're still trying to figure out. But I would have thought he would have been ready by now, especially with the Cowboys needing a jolt at the position.
Nick, current status or current outlook for Kalen Carson there in the secondary, and if he can't go, did Amani Oruwariye do enough in the Giants game to say we're playing him over Booth?
Oh, yeah. I mean, definitely. I mean, he did enough without playing for them to say, you need to play. You know, I mean, he didn't do anything, and they were like, we need you out here. And I like the way you pronounce that, Bobby. I don't know. It sounds different than what I've been saying it, but it sounded a lot more professional.
Oh, good.
How do you say it?
I don't know. I just say Oruwariye, but I don't know. The way you said it was better.
I say war instead of war. So Oruwariye.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I asked Jordan Lewis, what do they call them? And he said A-O. I'm like, okay.
A-O. A-O.
A-O. And that's pretty much what happened when he got that pick at the end of the game. And, you know, I thought that was a nice play, sealed the game. I thought he made a better play when he tackled Neighbors for a 1 yard loss and stopped him again from kicking field goals and all that. He's To me, yes, he needs to be out there and play. He's still on the practice squad. I could see a change there. He needs to be elevated, and so he, you know, it would probably be Lawson and him as your elevation this week, unless they decide to make a change and move there. He's got to play over if Carson doesn't play. Carson's kind of McCarthy said, you know, he's kind of got some work to do. I don't know if he said anything this morning to you guys. Maybe he did, but he had said that he needs to, you know, still have some hurdles to clear. So that's going to be interesting, especially if you've got, you know, banged up Trayvon Diggs on the other side, and you're going to have to maybe play McQuamu. So you might need all these guys.
Good stuff, Nick. Thank you, man. Have a good trip. We'll talk on Monday to recap.
Okay, sounds good. See you.
Nick Eatman, DallasCowboys.com, brought to you by the WinStar World Casino and Resort. Proud to be the casino of the Dallas Cowboys. Please game responsibly.
My enemy.
Arkansas.
The pig people.
Goodness. That's a really aggressive way to say it.
So it's an old Randy Galloway-ism. The pig people. That's what he's called. So.
All right, let's see if Mike Bassick remembers that he leads Crosstalk. Find out how you can win Cowboys tickets today with KMC in Keller. The fellas, join us next.
It sounds like the Mike Bassick theme show. Here it is. The Mike Bassick Crosstalk.
Oh, baby.
On Zoom. I forgot.
Oh, is there a Zoom link?
I forgot. Dang it. I just remembered.
Baby.
You're all we got to do is Zoom.
Zoom, 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 live boom, from boom, Buffalo boom. Wild Wings in Keller off of Maine.
I actually, RJ, to start this off, I have a question.
All right.
My question is, what's a worse defensive pairing? Nealon and Golston, who are your starters at defensive end, or Luka and Kyrie, the guards for the Dallas Mavericks?
Oh,
rude.
Man, it might be Luka and Kyrie. Because at least Nealon and Golston will try.
Wow.
Sean, Bobby, what do you guys think?
I'm naming
really bad defensive pairings right now. Nothing. Nealon could get better, right? And I think he will get better in his career. But right now, you're playing two backups as your defensive ends. And I get they're attacking the ball where defense is not attacking the ball. When you're in basketball, you're trying to deny them from getting where they want to go. But I do think we have Luka and Kyrie rushing the passer for the next 2 to 4 weeks.
Yeah, man, probably Nealon and Golston is worse.
Rank the four of them, like put them in order. Nealon one is the best defender.
Nealon's the best defender, and in 3 years, I wouldn't feel nearly as bad about him starting. He's just still coming along. Yeah.
And then Luka, when he wants.
Luka's got size. Like, Luka showed last year when he's engaged, he can be good. And
like,
then,
I know nothing about Golston.
Yeah, then probably Kyrie Golston. Golston's just not been good.
What a creative topic, Mike.
He looked pretty good in training camp.
Yeah, at some
when
point,
he
Kevin,
cared.
At this point, they probably want you to be pretty good in games, though. And
that's fair. Look, the concern that I brought up yesterday was I thought Chauncey Golston was good in practice, but I also wasn't sure if it was because he cared about the drills and everybody else was like, meh, either way.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so what do you think, Sean, the average time Justin Fields will have to make a decision on where to throw the ball to Sunday?
I will say 3 seconds, which I think is a good amount. Is Zimmer going to blitz? That's the only way that there's going to be any pressure.
Yeah,
Zimmer's a big first down blitzer. But otherwise, they're kind of...
Not according to Brady. I got to get third and longs and dial up them blitzes.
They're kind of normal rates otherwise.
Corey, I was driving to the airport the day the Cowboys were playing Baltimore. So the game was in and out on 105.3 The Fan. But when the game was on the station,
shots fired.
Brad Sham was saying, and Lamar Jackson, waiting, seeing what's available, finally throwing the ball, complete, down to the 15-yard line to whatever, Zay Flowers, whoever it was. But I just wonder how many times Brad Sham is going to be frustrated on Sunday as he's talking about Justin Fields has dropped back to pass and he has all day to think about where the ball's going to go to.
So the only the only comfort is the Steelers are not good on the offensive line.
True.
So that could be a positive for him.
Yeah.
My thing is, like, listening to McCarthy this morning while I was driving out and making sure he's contained in the pocket is their biggest deal. Like, as opposed to getting pressure on him, they want to make sure he's just doesn't take off running at some point.
Right.
And so whenever you have guys that aren't like our typical defensive ends that may go a little further upfield and then create a lane for him, I just wonder if that's a better thing. Or maybe they're not disciplined enough and don't know exactly what they're doing, and then they just end up giving him a lane that they didn't know was there anymore.
What is that?
Corey, where are we at, Corey? First, Corey will tell us where we're at, and then we will talk about what we got.
We are at Buffalo Wild Wings in Keller at 2017 Main Street. So come on out here today. We got two pairs of Cowboys tickets to give away. I believe that's for the next upcoming home game, courtesy of Miller Lite. We got two mini helmets, two shirts, a jersey, two figurines, two hats, and another jersey. It says two jerseys right there.
And a partridge in a pear tree.
And a partridge in a pear tree. So come on out here today for all that crazy gear and your opportunity to win some Cowboys tickets today.
Thunder Dan.
I'll be there.
Who's a huge
Tolo. Marley?
Yep. Yeah. And anybody who's Dan is Thunder Dan. Okay. It's kind of like if your name's Lou, you're Sweet Lou.
Yep.
Okay.
What if your name's Joe?
That's your nickname. I don't know.
Joe who? He called him Sleepy Joe Montana. Joe.
Okay, Sleepy Joe. Wake him up. Wake him up.
So Thunder Dan, the Tolo, who I'm going to be honest, he's been to more Buffalo Wild Wings over the last 2 years during these broadcasts than I have.
I think so. I think that's true.
I love Dan.
He's made all of them. That's awesome.
Yeah, he's been to every single broadcast last year and I believe this year too for Buffalo Wild Wings. He has brought us the best cronut I have ever had. Now, Corey has a great cronut place in Plano. Is this from Keller, Thunder Dan? So this is a Thunder Dan Keller cronut, and the girth on this
is
amazing.
One. Yeah, it's a thick
one. It has not been smushed at all, and it's flaky. And as I'm going to try to take it apart a little bit,
I can even cook
like as you take it apart. Like you can take apart the cronut right here.
Now,
look at the layers.
What exactly
of
is
cronut.
A cronut?
What? Corey, go to town, Charlie Brown.
Is that a croissant donut?
It's really going to take.
That's right.
It's gonna take donuts out of this world.
Look at the layers. They're perfect layers. Yeah, you're peeling off right there.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's basically a croissant, Sean. But then they lay it into donut shape, and then what it does is. Oh my God, it's so good! It collects more of the glaze. You know, more of the glaze, more of the buttery, flaky feeling to it, and it's just softer. I like it more than a donut.
Look, the bad news is by the time you get here, the cronuts will be gone. But the good news is we have delicious, delicious Buffalo Wild Wings food available for you.
That is a fact. We have lots of Buffalo Wild Wings, 26 mouthwatering sauces and rubs to choose from, Mike.
What are you gonna order?
That sounds good.
Typically Caribbean jerk and Asian zing. I split them up, and then I always get the queso with no pico, but with chili. That's typically the order for me. So I'll be there at like 10:40 to listen to Jerry while Mike eats the cronuts, and then I think Choppy might try to drop by.
Depends on what time I get out of the gym, because I was gonna go hit some golf balls over at Sky Creek today, and I'm gonna work on my game, Mike. I'm not playing. I'm just gonna work on my game a little bit. So it's right on the way. So if I get done in time, I'll be over there.
Now I go back to you, as this is the Mike Bassett Crosstalk brought to you by Mike Bassett. You wanted to talk baseball. How about the ninth inning? I'll ask you this. Instead of being specific, because I bet there's 90% of our Tolos give two craps about the Mets and the Brewers. I get it. You care more about the Falcons and the fart knockers who they played on Thursday night football. I get it.
The Bucks?
Mm-hmm. Hey, I feel like it's kind of accurate name based on how they fumbled out on the way.
That was a fun game, though.
But I ask you this question, Choppy, and then we can go around the room. What's your favorite comeback sport? Ninth inning, playoffs. So let's just take playoffs, for example. Do you like it when a team has to drive 70 yards, let's say, in a football game and they're down by 4, 5, 6 points? Do you like it better when a guy hits a big, you know, whether it's a walk-off home run or a ninth-inning home run if you're the visiting team, to kind of take the lead and win the game? What's the most exciting comeback sport for you?
Man, that's a tough one, because in football, when you start, to me, I always get this feeling like, when you start the drive, the moment you get like 2 first downs, I have this inevitable feeling like you're just going to complete the drive. The defense gets a little bit tired out. You've crossed midfield. I just feel like there's no stopping it. Baseball, even if you get like 2nd and 3rd with 0 or 1 outs, I still assume they're going to get out of it. Yeah. Because it's like, it's just so hard to get hit. So like, yeah, it's... That's probably the bigger, the more intense one when it happens, because you don't expect it to happen.
I'm just looking at that microphone that Mike is coughing on all morning. I'm just thinking, don't let me get that at the next broadcast. Please, God.
Oh, yeah.
Please don't we'll let me
down.
Get that.
We'll make sure it's wiped down. Mike, I love a baseball comeback. Obviously, we had a great moment in 2011 where Josh Hamilton brought us back and everything, and then obviously the Cardinals had a better.
Yes, I know what happened, Corey.
But
tell us more.
One thing to see when a golfer goes on a run to end the day, and like it's up to him at the last minute, at the last putt, and he's got to make this one and sink it, like. Watching that ball roll into the cup is the most fun. I love it.
The best by far, the answer is horse racing.
Oh, yes.
Now I'm not doing a team sport, so I'm cheating. But
it's so quick.
But Corey cheated with golf, so I'm cheating.
Yeah.
It's horse racing for the comeback. Yeah.
That's a good point.
I was going to go with the human version of racing on that with the people, especially when you see it in the Olympics and this person thinks they're going to win.
Yeah.
And then you realize the person in 3rd and 4th place, they're like, no, I was just playing out my strategy. Now watch this. And then they just
take off
past everyone. I think that's incredible every single time I see it.
It's the most
Bobby.
Yeah, it's the most common one. And so it's taking a little bit of the shine off it. But when you get a run going in basketball late where it's like knock down a 3, steal the ball, get a dunk, they miss a shot, you get another 3. When that starts building, that's always really cool. I mean, the greatest game I've ever watched, or the most satisfying game as a fan, was when Dirk and the Mavericks went on that 18-2 run or whatever at the end of the game against Miami in game 2 of the 2011 finals.
So, or like Oklahoma City, they were, I can't remember how many they were down when
15 with
Durant
5 minutes
did like
left.
The championship belt thing, and then the Mavericks went on that run against Oak City in 11.
They did that a bunch of times during that championship run, because they would be down 15 like every 4th quarter. And you're like, well, I don't have any fears, because I know they're going to put a defensive clamp on it and they can get the points.
Mike, could you,
real quick,
I could not believe this stat that Alonzo is the first player in history to hit a go-ahead home run while trailing in the 9th inning or later of a winner-take-all postseason game. That's the first time it happened.
Trailing, I guess, is what you said, because Joe Carter, it was tied.
Yeah, Joe Carter. Yeah. What? Boone.
Bill Mazeroski.
Boone was tied. It was extras. Carter was tied. Mazeroski was, that was tied as well. Because so it would have to be a game 5 or 7.
Who is the Giants win the pennant? The Giants win the pennant. I can't remember.
So Bobby Thompson, that was technically game 163. It wasn't a playoff game, technically.
Mike, were you happy for the Mets fans? Are they like, how would you categorize Mets fans?
Miserable.
My son was so excited, especially because his favorite player is Lindor. I asked him his favorite players in MLB today, the other day, and he said Lindor's still number one. And Lindor, when he was, I'm guessing, 10 years old, he got a field pass, and he yelled at Lindor. He said, hey, Lindor, you're my favorite. Lindor was practicing his running at third base and jogged over and signed his jersey that he was wearing, his Lindor jersey. And then Lindor hit a home run that game. So, like, my son's favorite player the rest of his life will be Lindor.
He's telling
us heartwarming
story about his kid. And
his second favorite is Jack Leiter?
His first two segments are short.
Seager is second, and Leiter is third. He's still sticking with Leiter. So. Wow. Hopefully that one comes through.
We all
for
make
him.
Mistakes.
Now, Peyton, thanks for the music. Obviously, you don't want to work anymore.
Jerry's on in 30
we got
minutes.
We got Jerry Jones at 10:30, guys. I cannot wait to hear how he's going to break down how they're going to get to the quarterback and all the depth that they have. Well, I'm going to ask him about all the depth that they have on their team, and I'm sure he's going to break it down for us.
Well done, Mike. Good topics.
Coming up next, I'm going to cough a lot.
All right. Down.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.